Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
All right, Mark, it's Bentley Brad here. Time to start the third hour of the show. Where are you? Where the heck are you, buddy?
Oh, my gosh, oh, Bentley Brad, I'm glad you asked. Well, here's how to find me. You jump on the Monroe Shock Highway, head east until you come to the gas tank sitting on the fuel island with a sign that says ka-ching. Turn left, go around the fuel island, swerve through the tires, stop at the thirsty sign, get back on the high-priced fuel byway, get in the how do you like our fuel prices now lane, go slow right through the toll, make sure you flash your give me more high-priced fuel card, full throttle it out of the toll, head south, turn right at the grease gun, drive up the hose right to the silver microphone, and now you've found Auto World. Thanks for being here, everybody. That might be the whole entire reason that we're going to talk about EVs today on Auto World. Not the whole entire Auto World hour, but it's a pleasure to have you here. 855-660-4261. Email me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Let's get right to it. This hour we're going to go up the list to number one. You're going to find out the 4, 3, 2, and 1, the top 10 special features new car buyers want the most. And I know you're a new car buyer. Maybe you just bought one. Maybe that's the reason you bought it, because of the new feature that's in there. We're also going to have word with Mark at the very end of the program, but we're not there yet. Let's get right to it. Honda, folks, is the latest. It's the latest. This is the latest news here. Honda, the latest to shift to the Tesla charging standard. What? What this all means, the trend continues as Honda becomes the latest automaker to adopt Tesla's charging standard for its EVs coming in 2025. Now known as the North American Charging Standard, Tesla's supercharger network will be available to Honda and Acura EV owners even before then, as the company plans to develop a charging adapter for its vehicles using the Combined Charging System, CCS, port before then. After that, though, the company's EVs will become equipped with the Tesla-based charging port. You heard me. Honda and Acura, the company, the EVs they're going to build will come equipped with the Tesla-based charging port. Now, if I remember right, back in the day, did Henry Ford put a Dodge part on their Ford cars? No. Okay, anyway, let's get to it. Honda recently announced it was joining a cohort of seven other automakers to establish a joint venture to build a high-powered charging network for EVs with the aim of building a reliable charging infrastructure, folks. Seven national global automakers spending billions of dollars to put charging stations around you where you're listening to me right now. Now, how did we get here? Good question. It was back in November of 2021. Tesla started a trial program to share its supercharger network with other EV makers in the Netherlands. That's right, it started in the Netherlands, friends. The program kicked off in the middle of 2022, and, well, it spurred some interest in other countries. The catalyst for the move in the United States was the move by the Biden administration in February to strike a deal with Tesla to open up at least 7,500 of its superchargers to non-Tesla battery electric vehicles by the end of that next year. The deal between the two was part of the $7.5 billion plan included in a 2021 infrastructure bill by Biden. Well, higher charging speeds and station reliability are strong draws for users, of course, as you know, if you have an EV. While automakers were initially the content to use the CCS connectors, the tide began to turn in late spring. The turn was complete when Ford announced in late May its EV owners would be able to purchase an adapter allowing them to connect to the unique plug used by Tesla's NACS network. So, starting in 2025, however, Ford will equip its vehicles with the port used by Tesla, just like Honda and Acura will. They're going to have a Tesla product in their cars. Switching from the combined charging system, CCS connector, it currently uses, Ford CEO John Lowry noted Ford's investment in its deal with Tesla is negotiable, but it offers considerable amount of benefit to the company's EV customers in the future, you and me. Now, General Motors followed Ford's move, too. 2 weeks later, they used the same strategy on as Ford, initially offering adapters before making the NACS port standard on all of their 2025 EVs. So, I guess I could say that that's going to happen and all that. And in fact, you won't be looking for the high-priced fuel card to wave to the toll gate, the toll person there on the thing, because you'll be driving an EV. Look forward to you emailing me here on Auto World. Absolutely. The address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook me. That's right. Mark Evans is my address. My name, Auto World Radio, also on Facebook. Instagram is Auto World Media. You can always get in touch with me there. Definitely. And again, I look forward to your emails all week long. Thank you for doing that. Eddie, the engine emailer, is out right now. He's taking a little break. We've got my PR director, Bobby Biesser, sitting in for him. Hi, Bobby. You're looking good over there, Bobby Biesser. No more BSing. I'm on the radio. Don't stop. Keep that BSing. Okay. Today on Auto World, I promised you on Facebook, actually, we like to do a little tease and show you some photos of things that we might be talking about today. Absolutely. Keep you informed and all. And you know, you do share an Auto World with me. We are all combined. We're on this planet together with an Auto World. And, you know, that means a lot, doesn't it? Or does it? Well, it does. Let's get to those three letters. UAW. Pretty serious. As you know, a lot of you have heard about it. It's been on radio, TV, and print. A potential UAW strike could be a big nightmare for the Detroit's big three automakers. Well, they did go on strike, didn't they? Yeah, negotiations will remain active, of course, for one more week, I understand. But today is another day, and they might settle before I get off behind the silver microphone here. We don't know. But it's Detroit's big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. Neither party is able to reach an agreement at this time, and UAW will be going on strike until their demands are met. They're on strike now, and they'll keep going. And what this does, it heightens the price tags for new cars, folks. Yeah. Well, not only the price of new cars, because they're asking for more money. What are the UAW's demands? Well, the union is looking for a 46% pay raise, a 32-hour work week with pay of a... that they want to pay, they want to work 32 hours, but, get paid for 40-hour week, and they want more, benefits, health, et cetera, dental. Without you folks, I know some of you might be listening, and thank you. I appreciate you. I salute you. I would give you a hug if you were here in the Greasy Garage studio, because we need you. We need automobiles. We need cars. We need Auto World. Period. And so I hope everything works out. I guess UAW members are set to meet with General Motors on Thursday. Hopefully. And Ford, too, of course, and Stellantis later in the week. Let's get this thing resolved. But the parts that you're going to be buying at the parts stores, they just went up. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
There's no use trying to talk. No human.
I got to thank Dougie, the five-stick drummer, for that drum roll. Thank you. That's one thing you won't hear on the, well, you won't hear the drum set on the drag strip, but you won't hear this on the drag strip. Well, I haven't. I was out at the local drag strip, Firebird Raceway, and I didn't see any electric cars on the drag strip. What's going on? Come on, let's get them out there. Oh, yeah. The smell of petrol versus the smell of electronics burning down. Let's do it. Got an email that just came in fresh right here on the email side of Auto World, and that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'll share this with you. This is from Doug. Doug, appreciate the compliment. He says he loves the show and loves me. I love you too, Doug. Appreciate it. Let's get right here. It says, my son was gifted a well-used 2008 Ford F-250. Hang on, I gotta see here. Let's see. We gotta get. He's got a lot of stuff happening here. So there we go. Okay. He says my son was gifted a well-used 2008 Ford F-250. He was planning on driving it roughly about 600 miles to college in the fall, so I thought a little preventive maintenance would be in order. After changing the oil and filter mark, I decided to tackle the spark plugs on that V8. It made sense to remove the fuel rails to give better access to the rear plugs. After removing the rails, I noticed the openings where the fuel injectors were, and I knew I didn't want any dirt or debris to fall into the openings. I inserted golf tees into each of the 8 injector ports. They were a perfect fit. Things were going well until he says I accidentally bumped one of the tees with my elbow. It fell directly into the opening of the spark opening for the spark plug that I had just removed and settled into the cylinder on top of the piston. Ouch. After several hours of colorful language and trying to remove it with vacuum sucking compressed air, a rod with a piece of sticky gum on the end. There you go, Doug. Sticky gum on the end of the stick didn't get it. I was finally able to grab it with one of those long, flexible three-jaw grabbers while using a mirror and a flashlight. Oh, this does not sound good. Not good at all. He says, upon successfully removing it, my wife immediately grabbed the tee from me, threw it in the trash, and not so politely suggested that I not do my own working again anymore. Absolutely, Doug. It's hard, isn't it? Especially up there on your rib cage on the radiator support. It's just not fun. But, Doug, thank you for this tip. He says, next time if I do this, I will use some masking tape to cover the openings where the spark plugs come out of the cylinders. Doug, thank you. I added that in there a little bit. Of course, as you know, Doug. Appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out. He's listening to us right there in Corpus Christi, Texas. Let's do a shout-out for our great Auto World affiliate there. That would be... There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Bentley Brad Keys, K-E-Y-S, K-E-Y-S, AM 1440, and that's AM 1440, and 98.7 FM, Corpus Christi, Texas. Alice Mathis, Portland, and all you folks around that, thank you, appreciate it. All 3 hours of Auto World, I'm saluting all of you right now, and thank you. I appreciate you being here with us. Doug, thanks for sharing that story with us. So the Auto World tip from Doug this hour would be, don't use golf tees, friends. Use tape. Use tape. And yes, definitely do not get any dirt or any debris down into a cylinder where you've pulled the spark plug out, especially on a Ford, because the plugs aren't in the side of the head anymore. They're on the top of the head. And in fact, Doug, I don't know if you know this, but they're on that V8. You didn't give me the size. Let's just go with the V8. Hey, that reminds me of that commercial. Oh, wow. When they hit their foreheads, I should have had a V8. Anyway, Doug, you do have a V8. Your son's got the V8. They're known for blowing spark plugs out, Doug. They're known for blowing spark plugs out. What I'm saying is that once you get the spark plugs in, they vibrate loose and blow out. And I know a lot of the... Yes, I do have some listeners right now. Those guys, you're shaking their heads right now, Doug. Said, I've had that happen. My spark plugs blew out and blew the coil right off the top of the thing and broke the coil. And now I'm missing and I hear this... because the spark plug's out of the hole. This happens. Doug, I want you to go to the parts store. right there in Corpus Christi, Texas. I know you've got AutoZones there. You got, you know, your parts store there. No plug there for AutoZone, but go in. There's a special cream that you put on these threads of those spark plugs that go into a Ford engine so they don't blow out on you. I have a very expensive special tool. We have to re-drill the, re-thread the head on the engine, Doug. It's not fun, as you know. It goes way down in there. The spark plug's buried, so anyway, that's one job you do not want to, you know, pay to have done. So just that, just tell them, hey, I've got a Ford. I don't want the spark plugs to be blown out, and they'll just walk you right over to the special little cream to put on the threads. Thanks, Doug. From Corpus Christi, Texas, listening to us on KEYS, AM 1440 and 98.7 FM. Good to have you along. That's how you do it, folks. Hey, Doug, I got a little special gift for you. And you know what that gift's going to be? The cream for your spark plugs. Let's just make it simple. That's going to be in the detail bag, along with Mother's Meguiar, some solution finish. And I've got some wash drops in there for you, too. That'll be sent off to you. We've had some problems with some of the product. They shut me down. The mail service, folks, for some reason. I can't send the STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. It's a chemical. So hopefully they like the cream, Doug. I don't know, are they x-raying these things anymore? I don't know. Anyway, you folks that haven't received your gift, you're going to get the gift, period. I guarantee it, okay? Thanks for being patient with us. Thanks, Doug. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com is the address, Doug. Send me your address, and we'll get you that sent out to you. Now, folks, here on Auto World, we like to have fun. We like to, of course, do you know what time it is, everybody? It's AW time. Yes, it's the official ASC certified high-octane, turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet TV talk show. Appreciate you being here. It's time for trivia. Yeah. I've got a very unique one here. What car company first installed anti-lock braking system in its cars? What car company first installed anti-lock braking system in its cars? 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com is the email. You can message me on Facebook. That address again is my name, Mark Evans. Which car company first installed anti-lock brake system in its cars? And if you have the little ABS amber light on your dash, you've got an anti-lock brake sensor out, folks. It's in the rear, usually. We'll be right back. We're going up the list on the top 10 special features new car buyers want the most. And the thieves are back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden voiced his wish for China's prosperity with the condition that their government abides by the rules. The statement was made during a press conference in Hanoi following his talks with Vietnamese leaders.
It's less about containing China. I don't want to contain China. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up, squared away. Everybody knows what it's all about.
The president acknowledged the current economic challenges facing China and said he would like to meet with Chinese President Xi. On the 11th day of the manhunt, Pennsylvania State Police say there's been a new sighting of escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante. Surveillance video showed him in Phoenixville, about 30 miles from Philadelphia. Morocco remains shaken by ongoing tremors after a devastating earthquake Friday night. The death toll now exceeds 2,000, with thousands more people injured. It was the strongest to strike that country in over a century. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
In it. Plug it in. I want a full charge before you drive it. Hey, it's good to be back with you. Good to have you back riding shotgun with me today here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Have that trivia question out there. We have an answer to it. And that trivia question is, which car company first installed anti-lock braking system in its cars? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I have Ray right here listening to me on the third hour on News Talk KBOI right here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from. He says he's listening to me on 93.1 FM. Well, let's do a shout out. Thanks, Ray. Yes, there's our shout out horn. Shout out goes out to News Talk KBOI AM 670 and News Talk KBOI FM side 93.1 right here in Boise and Nampa, Caldwell, Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon. Hello, everybody. Idaho City, Cascade, McCall. Good to have you along. And of course, Mountain Home. Ray says it was Mercedes-Benz that had the anti-lock brake system first. Ray. You did it. Congratulations. It was the Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, named after Carl Benz's daughter, Mercedes. Ray, congratulations. I appreciate you tuning in and emailing me here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, listening to me on KBOI, News Talk, KBOI AM 670 and 93.1 FM. How was that Boise State Bronco game? Ray, did you go to it? I did. It was a blast. A local stadium. 33,000 people for a college game. Yes! And you know one thing about that, though, Ray? Everybody has an Auto World. They had to get there somehow with a car. Cars were everywhere. Auto World. Ray, send me an address. I'll hand deliver you a little gift packet if you'd like, or if you don't want to really see my smiling, shiny teeth, because I'll be smiling for that gift bag. I'll send it to you, FedEx, or somehow we'll get it over to you. Send me your address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Good job. Yes, Mercedes-Benz, folks, was the first company who installed anti-lock braking system in their cars. And then what that is of course, when you have to stop on the ice, snow, or quick, on dry pavement, you do not want your tires to lock up and skid because you have no control. The tail in the back, your back end will come around and meet the front end and you'll be sideways and it just is not good. Not good at all. So, anti-lock brakes. How does it work? Well, first off, you have a little orange amber type style light on the dash. ABS, it says. If you have one of those lights that's on, just wanted to do a little Auto World help here, Auto World tip. You have the engine light and you have the anti-lock brake light. It's orange. Okay, you can have a parts store. Now, some of the parts stores don't have the big boy type scanners. They'll have to send you to an automotive repair shop. But you scan your engine light, tells you the sensor that's bad with a code number. ABS, anti-lock brake system, is the same way, but you have to have a scanner that scans anti-lock brake systems because they also have a computer of their own. And that's underneath the computers inside a lot of the cars, but a lot of the anti-lock brake systems is a big, huge block that's over on the driver's side where all the brake lines come into. And what that is when you push on the brake pedal really, really hard, folks, you're pushing brake fluid really hard and fast to disc brake calipers on the front, and or if you have disc brakes on the back, you're pushing fluid, solid fluid, to the rear calipers, causing the pads to grab the rotor, locking up your tire, causing the tire to slide. Well, the anti-lock brake system releases it in milliseconds, even faster than that. It's an electronic device that makes, that's why your pedal goes and knocks and moves up and down, up and down, up and down, knock, 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 knock. And so I want all of you, which I do say this and when we get snow on the road or it gets wet, I don't want to put you through the windshield, but when you do get a little bit of a wet road, please go out in a shopping mall near you where you have that big parking lot. Just accelerate, get up to about 10, 15 miles an hour, and then hit the brake as hard as you can, please. So you're familiar with the up and down and knocking of the brake pedal. What that is letting the pressure of the fluid stop the tire, but then the system backs off the pressure, so it doesn't lock up, so the wheel can turn, and then it locks it up again. Well, it doesn't lock it up, but it slows it up, it grabs it again, then releases it again. That's what the up and down motion is on your brake pedal. And again, appreciate it. Listen to me on KBY, News Talk, KBY, right here in Boise, Idaho. And that's how you do it, folks. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Remember Facebook. Follow me on Facebook and friend me there if you would. We're full at 5,000, but please do. Get yourself on the list, and we'll get you in if somebody drops out. That's how we do it. Well, yep, it's happening. She's going to have a Hemi in it coming the year 2024. I'm talking about, folks, the 2024 Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat engine will still be in the powered. It'll be powered by the Hellcat, the Hemi V8, by 2024. You dedicated Dodge fans? Yeah. Well, you've heard about it. The all-electric future of the brand's incoming the E-Muscle class. Even though rumors suggest otherwise. The fate of the Hemi V8 engine is not lost forever. Because this last week, Stellantis announced that the 2024 Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat will still be carrying on the tradition of the grit and the power into the new model year. So, in the Dodge Durango SRT. Now, please do, head on over. Take a look at a little bit of the picture. We are teasing you there on my Facebook page, Mark Evans, Facebook, or Auto World Radio. Instagram, too, is Auto World Media. Now, how powerful is this 2024 Dodge Durango going to be? Yeah, we all know about the Dodge Charger and the Dodge Challenger. Are some of the most recognizable muscle cars on our planet, the world. Auto World, yeah. But when it comes to the muscle SUVs, come on, the Dodge Durango will be leading the pack, folks. This one SUV is going to be underestimated. Yep. While it may not... the Dodge SRT. It's not going to be appear as large as the Jeep Wrangler, though, or a Ford Expedition, size-wise. They're not suggesting that it isn't as powerful as, according to the National Hot Rod Association, because of the NHRA. They race them. They drag race them. The 2024 Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat has gone on record, folks, of accelerating. You sitting down? Seatbelt tight? Yes. The 2024 Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat down the drag strip, 0 to 60 in just 3.5 seconds. Now I've got some Corvette owners out there mad, don't I? Sorry. A four-door SUV, come on. 0 to 60 in just 3.5 seconds. Hang on, kids in the back seat. Woo! I hope those child seats are well built. Quarter mile. 180 miles an hour. Yep, the 2024 Dodge Durango will be available with multiple engine options and six unique trims, creature features. The SXT, the GT, the Citadel, the RT, the SRT 392, and the SRT Hellcat. Pick one, would you? It's like going to the friggin' grocery store. How many bottles of ketchup is there that I can pick from? Woo, yeah! The supercharged 6.2-liter Hemi Hellcat V8 engine produces 710 horsepower. Folks, it's also got 640 pound-feet of torque. The 392 Hemi V8 that you can pick from is capable of producing 485 horsepower and 475 pound-feet of torque. Then it comes with a 5.7. Then it comes with a 3.6-liter Pinstar. Is that a lot or what? We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Drive a little slower. It is time, folks. You've been waiting 3 hours for this. The top 10 special features new car buyers want the most in 2023. We're doing it. We're going up a list from number 10. First hour had that. 10-9-8. Second hour had 7-6-5. It is time now to find out what you asked for, what you want the most. Number 4 on the list. Automatic power folding mirrors. What do you mean you can't put down the roll down the window and fold them in? Okay. Number 3 on the list. Driver stop assist. Oh, okay. So we're now not wanting to stop the car by ourselves. Okay. That's number 3 on the list. The number 2 slot goes to, and what you're asking for the most, wireless device charging. Front row of seats. That's number 2 on the list at 48%. Oh, by the way, the driver stop assist is 43% of you. Now, we're talking about the number one slot. The number one slot. The top 10 special features new car buyers like you want the most in this year, 2023. The number one slot goes to, drum roll please, Dougie, the five-stick drummer, has called in his trumpet player to play with him, and thank you. I appreciate both of you being here in the studio today. The number one slot goes to, well, the top 10 special features new car buyers want the most in 2023. The feature that you want the most, folks, number one slot is the LED fog lights. 48% of you want those. LED fog lights. Wow. Okay. I didn't realize it was that foggy out there, but that's what you asked. A little over 100,000 of you were in a survey that was put on by Auto Pacific Insights. It's good to know. It's good to know. Why? Because the car manufacturers are listening to you, and they'll give you what you want. But a lot of you are saying, fog lights, I don't want any more lights coming to me and shining me when we're on a two-lane highway. I can't see now, Mark. Oh, I love those Ford Fusion automatic. The Ford Fusion is just one. The hybrid is just one model out there that it turns your brights on automatically and turns them off when somebody's coming at you. You don't have to touch a button. Just like the old Cadillacs had. Love that feature. They need to bring that back on everything, including motorcycles. Okay, so this is another thing you've been... Well, the time is just flying today here on Auto World. We have got for you... Now, talk about thieves. Yeah, I know. I've got a little picture there on our Facebook page, Mark Evans, and also Auto World Radio. A couple thieves there in the striped outfits. Well, vehicles thieves crave the most for, and of course, the least. I have a list for you folks that... Well, the study was done by the Highway Loss Data Institute. They've been established, they were established back in 1972. It's the Highway Loss Data Institute. The HLDI is an affiliate of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, folks. An insurance-funded safety group. The HLDI analyzes losses for collisions, property damage liability, personal injury protection, medical payments, bodily injury liability, comprehensive insurance coverage, and from companies representing more than 85% of the United States private passenger vehicle insurance market. So, with that, the results are published in studies every single year, and I'm going to start bringing those to you. You need to know if you're driving a car that is... Well, does the thieves, do they want it or no? Now, that might be a way of buying and purchasing the right car. If a thief wants it, it must be a good car. So, I'm going to go up the list quick. There's 20 of them on both sides. So, we're running out of time. So, we're just going to just give you a little bit of taste of... let's go. Do you want the most stolen vehicles or do you want the least stolen first? Okay, the crowd here in the Auto World Plaza wants the least. All right, let's do the least first. The least stolen vehicles. Let me see here. Let's go here. Least stolen vehicles, folks. Now, these are the years from 20 to 22. The year 2020 to 2022 model year vehicles, according to this Highway Loss Data Institution. The least stolen. That means they don't want them. They're not going to steal them. Let's start at number 10, the Chevy Trailblazer, four-wheel drive. Number 9, Lexus UX 250 hybrid, four-wheel drive. Number 8 is the Volvo XC60. 7 is the Tesla Model 3, rear-wheel drive model. 6, Volvo XC40, all-wheel drive. Number 5 is the Tesla Model X. They don't want it. Steal it. The number 4 is a GMC Arcadia. They don't want that one either to steal. Number 3 is the Volvo XC90. Four-wheel drive. And number 2 slot goes to Tesla Model Y four-wheel drive. These are the least stolen vehicles that the thieves do not want. The number 1 slot goes to... Oh, he's tired, so he's not going to play the drum roll. Okay. Number 1 slot goes to the Tesla Model 3 four-wheel drive. These are the least stolen cars, according to... That's just 10 of them. There's 20 on the list. I can email those to you or send them to you or however you want to do it. Okay, period. So let's go now to the list because we're running out of time. The vehicles that the most stolen, the ones they want. Number 10, BMW X6 four-wheel drive. The number 9 is Honda CR-V four-wheel drive. And number 8 is a Kia Sportage. Number 7, Land Rover Range Rover. Number 6 is a Kia Sportage. These are the ones they want to steal, folks. Number 5 is the Land Rover Range Rover four-wheel drive. Number 4 goes to the Dodge Challenger. Well, who wouldn't want that one? Number 3, Infiniti Q50. Number 2 on the list of the most stolen vehicles, they want these things. Number 2 goes to the Dodge Charger Hemi. They want it. And, of course, we already probably let the hubcap out of the car or off the wheel because we took a picture and put it on our Facebook page. It's the blue Dodge number one slot of the most stolen vehicles in 2020 and 2022 is the Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat. Yeah, I would want one of those too. Yeah. So there you go. If you'd like more information on that, there's 20 of them. Now, the least stolen and most stolen vehicles by class, we go on all day long here. The mini car, the cars are Mini Coopers. Least stolen. They don't want them. Mini sports car, Mazda MX-5, the Miata. Oh, yeah. Small cars, the Nissan Leaf. It goes on from there. They actually have the sports car on here. Least stolen is the Toyota GR Supra and the Ford Mustang GT. Pickup trucks. You ready for this? Ford Ranger Extended Cab. And the Jeep Gladiator are the cars that are leased. They just don't steal them. They don't want them. So the demand's not high there. The large SUV they don't want is the Chevy Tahoe and the Dodge Durango four-wheel drive. Whoa, I thought the Dodge Durango would be a good one. Uh-huh. Okay, the very large SUV, though, at least stolen under the SUV class, is the Chevrolet Suburban four-wheel drive and the Ford Expedition Max four-wheel drive. So those are the least, they just don't, they're not stealing them. So the demand, folks, it's all about demand, isn't it? Yeah. Have you had a chance to look at that Toyota GR Supra? Fast. Oh, yeah. And then the list goes on. I mean, I'm talking luxury SUVs. If you want to know, yeah, it's the Volvo XC40 overall is number one that they don't want to steal. And the Lincoln Navigator is the very large luxury SUV that's not being stolen. So it's pretty sad that we have to live life like this where, in fact, there's a company that gets paid since 1972. Yeah. The thefts, and they record it, they keep track of it to find out what it's all about. Now, the car manufacturers might be thinking, hey, we need to build a vehicle that they want to steal. That way you'll buy it, because everybody's got demand and wants it. Hey, I want to thank everybody, especially Bentley Brad, for filling in for Axelrod Alex this week. Thank you. Appreciate it. Everyone here that makes Auto World happen, thank you. Especially you, our listeners. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.